Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Yevamais, Perik, Yud, Beis, Mishnah, Beis. Chalza besandal, Sheena, Shalai. The Yevamah did Chalitza with a sandal again. What's a sandal? Remember from the last Mishnah. It's a shoe made of hard leather. Just to remind us, L'chatchil, Chazal wanted a shoe made of hard leather, because if it rips, it falls apart. So we're not worried about someone by mistake using one that ripped. If we're going to use a sandal of soft leather, so remember what we learned in our last Mishnah, the concern is, even though it's good when it's whole, but that sometimes people use even when it's ripped, they kind of tie it together, and that wouldn't be good. So they use the right kind of a shoe, chalza b'sandal, made out of hard leather. The only thing is, she'ena shaloi, it wasn't his. And the pasuk says, v'chalza na'loi, so l'cha'ira, I would think that it would have to be his shoe. But we're going to see that's not necessarily the case. When the Torah says, na'loi his shoe, it means it has to fit him, not that it has to be his. Ayor, says the Mishnah, second case is, b'sandal shel eitz. The chalitza was done with a sandal made of wood, but covered with leather. The sandal of chalitza has to be made out of leather. If it was only wood, it would be possible, at least according to the Chachamim. But our Mishnah, again, is talking about wood that was covered with skin. Covered with ar, with hide. And that would be kosher for chalitza, even though the base is made out of wood. Third case, says the Mishnah, which is taka good, contrary to what I may have thought, oy b'shel smoil b'yamin. Or the chalitza was done with a left shoe placed on the yavim's right foot. Now, we did say that it has to fit him. But as the Meiri explains, this shoe still fits him, it's just the wrong foot. So in all these three cases, b'di'evet chalitza sekshayr, the chalitza is kosher. The Rambam says it's b'di'evet, l'chatchila. She's supposed to use a shoe that does belong to him. L'chatchila should be a shoe not just covered with ar, but completely made out of ar. And l'chatchila should be the correct foot. But b'di'evet, in these three cases, it is kosher. Weiter sagt der Mishnah, Chalza begadol shu yachal lahalich boy. If she performed chalitza, chalza begadol, the big shoe, a large shoe, bigger than the yavim's foot, but shu yachal lahalich boy, he could walk with it. If it's too big, you can't walk with it, it falls off. This doesn't fall off, but it's obviously too big. Oy bekatan, or with a small shoe, shu chayfes roiv ragloy. Even though it's small, clearly it's not his right size, but it covered most of the yavim's foot. So it may not be easy to walk, but he could walk with it. In these cases, chalitza sekshera, because the ma'isa, it's close enough. It's usable, that's all. Vayter zok the Mishnah, chalitza b'layla, she did chalitza at night. Chalitza sekshera, chalitza is kosher. But Rabbi Eliezer paisel, Rabbi Eliezer holds its pasel at night. And the aloch is like Rabbi Eliezer, says the Batanura, that pasel's chalitza at night. Weiter sagt the Mishnah Basmael, if the Yavama did chalitza with the shoe that is on the Yavam's left foot, chalitza sapsula, her chalitza is pasul. Because the Torah says the shoe has to be taken off the Yavam's right foot. In this case, Rabbi Eliezer, Machshir Rabbi Eliezer says it's kosher. But over here says the Batanur, the halacha is not like Rabbi Eliezer. So, chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah, three cases of where b'di'eved is kosher. The Rambam holds the Mishnah means b'di'eved. The Yavama did chalitza with a sandal, right kind of a shoe, made out of hard leather, but it didn't belong to him. Or made out of wood, but covered with leather, or with a left shoe placed on his right foot. In all these cases, b'di'eved, the chalitza is kosher. If the shoe was a bit too big, but he was still able to walk with it, a bit too small, but it still covered most of his foot, it's enough to say that chalitza sekshera. Chalitza at night, the Tanakhama says, is kosher. Rabbi Eliezer says, is pasul. Here the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer. And the last halacha in the Mishnah was, if the Yavama did chalitza with the shoe that is on the Yavim's left foot, her chalitza is pasul. In this case, Rabbi Eliezer is machshir, but the halacha is not like Rabbi Eliezer. Indeed, if the Yavama did chalitza with the shoe that is on the Yavim's left foot, it is pasul.